She's a marketing maven. She has defined the marketing strategies for some of South Africa's biggest companies. But here at High FM, we just call her Dina Diamond. This is Monday Marketing.
It's all about marketing, and it's all about space, and it's all about people getting other people to care. And I find it so interesting because we care about Chocolate Log, and we are enraged about it, and it's trending on Twitter. But you've got the situation with the Uyghur Muslims in China, where we're seeing footage of them being carted off into trains, blindfolded, to go into re-education camps, and we don't care. So somehow, I don't know if it's marketing, but and I don't know what puts something front of mind. You know, these the anti-circumcision people are working very hard to put this, you know, to create something around this, and I'm still not going to care. I'm just having a little bit of fun with them, which I kind of feel a bit bad because they do take it seriously. How does it work? How do you create a campaign that makes people care?
So first of all, let's also put it into perspective. So there's almost 8 billion people on the planet, okay? And you probably have about 3 trolls. So again, it's always amplified because we're living in such an age where every single person has access to become a thought leader and a protester and someone who believes strongly in a cause that they'd like to get out there into their general environment. So when they tweeted someone or commented someone who has got a following, then they do get more people listening to them. I mean, they've probably had more people listening to them now than they've ever had because they're tweeting at you and you have some followers. So, I mean, that's why we just have to put it into perspective. So absolutely, there are causes that people do look at, and there's some causes that people ignore forever. I mean, how long did the issue exist with straws in the ocean and wildlife being killed and stuff like that? And it was completely ignored forever. And then all of a sudden, one day you wake up and everyone's buying metal straws to put in their handbags because no one's using straws anymore. Or there's a whole new industry of biodegradable straws. So it really comes in waves, which is quite interesting because we actually have to look at, like, are we looking at fact or are we looking at just complete creations of our current society? And I believe that actually the majority of news that we look at is complete, like, creations of the narrative that people want to push out. I mean, if you look at Fox News and what they talk about and CNN in terms of Trump and how they portray it, you'd think it's completely different realities. So, and absolutely, I would agree, it's completely a marketing game. It's completely, it's people's interests and people of power who have those interests to actually put them front and center. So,
yeah, but what's interesting to me is that the technique at the moment seems to be more dramatic, more emotive, and we're reaching levels of the extreme
without any fact even
with nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're using words and phrases like penile sacrifice.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's extreme. I mean, and like, cause also would they have got a rise? Excuse the comment.
It's a family show. You know what? You can come straight with us to the BCC.
I'm coming straight. We have to change out of my gym wear. So would they have got that same reaction if they had just said, how would we disagree with you? We're very upset. Do you know what I mean? It had to be emotive. It had to be dramatic. I mean, penile sacrifice, we know for a fact that globally, I mean, just in the United States, I did some checking for you because I'm here to back you up. Right,
yeah.
In the United States, 75% of the population believe in circumcision. And why? Because there actually are health benefits to circumcision. So we can look at this at a pure emotive level, or we could actually look at it at a logical level. That circumcision globally has been widely adopted for the health benefits. So not only is there a religious connotation, a religious requirement in certain religions, Jewish and Muslim, but there are countries that really do believe in it, and it's performed regularly in hospitals. And in fact, there was a whole Israeli team that was actually helping with circumcision in South Africa, which was found to statistically improve
they've got the technology.
Lack of infection with AIDS, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and also, there's also ritual circumcision, which is in the bush, which the Jews do not believe in. It's a very, right. as you say, it's a very well, I mean, dignified event, and you
yes.
can get salmon.
Zanati was saying, try pull this stunt ooh, in the Khoza community ooh. And see what happens.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I mean, that literally is out. It's in the bush. It's days away. I mean, it's not like, and no, it's look, also when
scary.
The child is
that's
coming
scary.
Of age. So yeah, they, what, yeah. 13, Zanati?
No,
it's older.
Not that young. 17, 18, yeah, between 16 and 18, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it's when they're coming of age and all of that, which is far more sort of precarious than when you're a little boy and those actual, and also all the neurons and all the things haven't really connected, so the level of pain receptors and all of that is far less. So I just think it's literally people who do think they have a platform, who are able to discuss this. And listen, everyone's got causes and people feel very strongly about various things. And I don't think everyone has to feel strongly about so many things. Mm. But I do know
I think
that
it must
people
be
do feel strongly.
Yeah.
Sorry?
It's exhausting. You can't feel strongly about everything.
No, not everything. I mean, also, do you know how many decisions do you think we make a day? I'm actually doing a behavioral finance course, so this is very interesting.
Ooh, tell us. I love this stuff, yeah?
So, I mean, so actually, every single person makes, on average, 35,000 decisions a day. 35,000 decisions. We are presented with information.
No wonder I can barely decide what music to play for that.
True.
In fact, you may have a few more decisions.
Right.
But, I mean, if every single person is presented with 35,000 decisions every single day, then how on earth, like, you have to have some level of filter that you actually disregard stuff which doesn't sit in your referral framework, right? So stuff that, you immediately accept. So even if there's a decision, right, and there's something which is maybe outside of your regular sphere, or there is something which is like a normal decision for you, and it's a decision you always make, it's a product. We can even talk about branding and products. Mm-hmm. So that's why people like being brand loyal, because when they get to a supermarket, they don't want to have to actually think of every single product and assess every single product. They've already chosen a few products, and they've decided what is the quickest one for them. So they're not, your brain literally only consists of like 2 to 5% of your actual body matter, but actually uses over 20% of your energy. So, therefore, we have to try and save our energy. So if there are decisions that we already know, then we don't have to make that decision. So we're almost on autopilot. So we're actually using less brain matter to make that decision. So therefore, we automatically go with what's in our framework. So even if we think something's completely, it might be true, but we don't really relate to it because it's not normally where we go, we'll totally disregard it.
Very, very interesting. Have you read, as a matter of interest, the book called The Power of Habit?
Oh, I think I read that years ago, but it's true.
Go and reread it because especially it sounds like by a guy by the name of Charles Duhigg, Duhigg. And he talks a lot about this as to why we, and it affects exactly how consumers behave, but the fact that we need certain things. When we get into a car, by the time you've been driving for a couple of years, you don't think about everything, but it was very, very, tiring and, difficult when you got into the car for the first time. Check your mirror,
exactly.
Turn the key, put it in park. You know, now we don't.
The conscious unconscious. Yes.
Yeah, so it is interesting. The other thing that, we need to come, we need to take some ads. When we come back, I want to talk to you as well, because during the course of last week, of course, we know the drama around Chocolate Log, and we know all of these things, the brands that decided mm-hmm. that they would discontinue, or the manufacturers decided at least that they would discontinue certain brands. I want to discuss with you how that happens and why that happens. Okay, so let's just talk about these brands that are discontinuing famous or iconic brands and iconic items like Chocolate Log. Give us the thought process that goes on behind the scenes when a decision like this is made.
So, I mean, Chocolate Log has been around for over 50 years, right? So for them to discontinue it is not just probably a little, like someone waking up in the morning going, you know, oh, I'm so done with the marshmallows and wafer, let's cut it out. Mm. Like every single company that, especially a company like Nestle, which is it's a serious, serious company, like even in terms of brand value, in terms of market value, it is a proper, serious global company. So they would never just arrive one day and just make a decision to cut a product like Chocolate Log that they feel would sort of do their brand harm. So there's always a huge amount of research. There's always ongoing research. There's ongoing numbers from any fast-moving consumer goods company in terms of how their products are selling, what the market's saying, the trends, even like from a health perspective. So they definitely wouldn't have taken this lightly, but they have said that they're taking it away and they're bringing in a few new exciting chocolates. So we must watch out for those. So yes, it did draw huge angst and anger from a lot of the Twitterati and a lot of people on social media. And they were like, people were literally devastated. I mean, because food is very emotive, I think. And also it reminds us of times gone by, especially if it's been in the market for over 50 years. So people get comfort.
It's true, because like Chocolate Log, for example, was part of my youth. It was kosher, then it wasn't kosher for many years. And then, you know, so to take it away, even though I can't remember the last time I had a Chocolate Log, and I do like Chocolate Log, but I haven't had for ages. To take it away is to kind of take away a bit of my youth.
My question is, if they did so much research, why didn't they anticipate the devastation that a lot of people are feeling?
Because it probably didn't translate to bottom line.
Would that not maybe then bring up an opportunity to maybe market it better?
Interesting that. Dina?
Yeah, so they probably could have gone two ways. One was to discontinue it, and the other one is to actually probably create a whole new campaign like Clover to recreate the brand. In the chocolate category, you've actually got a whole lot more options. And maybe they're finding that marshmallows aren't so popular and they want to bring in a whole new range. I mean, also you have to understand that they're in a competitive space. They have to make sure at this point that consumers are so fickle. So yeah, we've got the loyalists now that are coming out of the woodwork again. I haven't seen a Chocolate Log in years, and I also used to love them. And I even remember a certain friend of mine used to literally, there was a process on how you would eat the Chocolate Log. You would have to like open it, then you should eat the top marshmallow part, then the biscuit part. So I remember it's very vivid for me. But again, I haven't seen a Chocolate Log in years, and I haven't had one in years. So they have to always stay ahead of the curve. So if you look at all the different brands, even like a Coca-Cola, for example, you see how they come out with like strange things. Like, you know, they came out with cherry. They had their main brand, which is their Coke. And then they came out with cherry Coke. And then at one point there was mango. There was like a whole bunch of different flavors because they're trying to see what consumers sort of would like. And they don't want consumers to disregard the brand going forward, because as I said, consumers are fickle. So it seems like obviously they chose this particular chocolate, and people who again come onto social media maybe aren't representing the majority of people that aren't buying it anymore. Maybe some of those people who said, oh no, Chocolate Log. I'm also upset about Chocolate Log, but I don't buy it. It does what it translates down to on the bottom line.
Do they generally conduct a lot of market research? I mean, it's not just, I would imagine, the bottom line, say, well, these things aren't selling, but do they go into the market and conduct market research to determine if it's sellable?
Absolutely, absolutely. And not only that, but they go and they have focus groups where they say, if you had a choice of this kind of chocolate, a new one, or do you think this is old, or maybe what kind of things are resonating with you? What are the trends? There's no company, especially in a sort of consumer goods point of view, that would make a decision like this lightly. There's definitely consumer research, there's focus groups, there's questionnaires, and also it's like sort of a long time coming. That's not something they would have also just started looking at now. They look at all their products, all their SKUs, because there are so many brands that have so many different product sort of variations that you have to make sure that you're creating the right ones that are profitable and that will sell. So even now they've even announced that they're making different sizes. So when they came up with, I don't know if you ever remember that, when Coke changed their bottling, and they also sort of decided that Coke was going to be the hero brand, and they created that single line across it for the zero and the whichever one. It completely confused everyone, but everyone's now got used to it. Yeah, I mean, there was a huge uproar.
It's true. And we do, as consumers, we do get used to these things.
I will never get used
and
to chocolate
sizes.
No, I don't know if we'll ever get used to. I don't know if we'll ever deal with that loss.
But I mean, where are Caramello Bears? I mean, there's so many brands that you can mention, or things that you loved that are no longer available. Yeah. I mean, where are Cara Menabe?
When was the last
time? But it doesn't mean that we don't miss them, because I mean, when Caramello Bay disappeared, I think for about 3 months after that, I kept on looking for it by the tills.
I just wouldn't.
Exactly. Even VitaSnack, there was these chips, VitaSnack, the really, really healthy chips that I really love.
Nobody misses healthy
and
food.
I miss them.
But, so you're absolutely right. But you know what else is even worse, which I find, is don't give me a product and tell me it's the same product that it used to be. So for example, Kellogg's have changed the Cocoa Pops. They have changed the Rice Krispies.
Pringles.
I mean, they're just not what they were.
Even Pringles, there's Thai sweet chili flavor. I even tweeted to them, I think last year as well.
And what did they say?
And they said, no, we're going to, what, I forgot what they said, but they did reply. And was the international Twitter account. So I was like, at least they do pay attention. But they never changed it.
Yeah, see, my sister's one of those people. She will write into every single brand. If she gets one product and there's something wrong with it, she will write into them. She'll get, send her a package with a new one.
So she's one of those people that care.
I'm not one of those.
Yeah, I'm also absolutely not one of those. Time is 8:33. News is slightly late. Adina Diamond, thank you as always. We'll catch up with you next week.